At Liberty Financial, we're free thinking. Not in a walk around the house naked with all the blinds open kind of way. We're financial free thinkers. You've heard of debt consolidation, right? Well, at Liberty, we don't just consolidate, we liberate from the pressure of multiple credit cards, car loans, home loans, personal loans, tax debt, you name it. We'll look at your situation and come up with a plan to get you back on track. We call it loan liberation. Call 13 11 33 or visit liberty.com.au.
Liberty, free thinking loans to help you get financial.
Lending criteria apply.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
All right. I don't know what number we're at, Eddie. It doesn't really matter. 102.
Yeah.
The home of unqualified opinion and unwavering bias here at the Hello Sport Podcast, sports podcast for anyone who is listening for the first time.
Correct.
How are you, mate? You well?
I'm well.
A bit to talk about this week, isn't there?
Plenty on. On the eve of Origin, Tom. Well, not the eve, but eve-ish. Close.
Eve-ish. You know what I mean? Eve enough of Origin. Close enough.
Oh, yeah.
By this time next week, I think teams will have been named, at least Queensland teams.
Yeah, they'll be named.
So certainly a stiffening around the Loynal region in terms of the Loynal Richies, in terms of getting ready for it. There's a bit on today, Edmund. But still, even though, you know, it's I would say it's heavily rugby league focused.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of league to get through, Tom.
There's plenty of league to get through. Origin, obviously, as we said, there was a famous win for Manly on the weekend, would you say? Season defining.
Premiership contention.
Maybe premiership contention.
Yeah. I'd say that. I wouldn't shy away from saying that.
No. No, nor would I. Dylan Walker got punched in the face. It was like the Battle of Brookie again.
It was. When Melbourne play Manly, it's always just so juicy.
Yeah, it's really just, nice.
It's gorgeous. It really is.
It's delightful.
Warms the soul.
Yeah, I'd say that.
You know?
So we're going to get into that. And that's sort of it in terms of... It's kind of just a rugby league show today, isn't it?
Well, we've got the Tars.
Oh, that's true. The Tars did get up.
We've got the Tars. We want to touch the Tars.
But I think let's just get into it, eh? Let's just rip in.
I think so.
Let's just rip in.
I think so.
Origin. Let's get into it. So I think the main talking points around Origin at the moment aren't really like, oi, pick your team for us. Because let's be honest, the team's going to be picked irrespective of whatever we come up with. Obviously, Freddie might give us a call for some tips.
Well, Freddie will probably call us, you know, in the next week or so.
Yeah, probably around Thursday.
Yeah, probably Thursday, Friday this week.
We'll expect a call from Freddie.
But it's just probably more so to bounce ideas around.
Yes.
Than looking for definitive,
you know,
selection.
Give me your forward pack. We're not going to do that.
No.
But there are a couple of contentious issues that have been bandying around the media land of late.
Well, just around the water coolers.
Around the water coolers of the nation. Some of them I'm for, some of them couldn't be more against. And I'd like to start with the against if I can.
Yeah, love that.
The talk about Mitchell Moses even being in contention is making me sick. It's making me feel physically sick.
Well, it's made me physically ill all week.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
No, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense to me. I don't know, and from people, like, I'm hearing it not just from, like, media beat-up types,
yeah,
but people that actually know Freddie and who are like, yeah, dude, he's hard for him.
Oh, so this isn't just...
This isn't just
rumour going awry. There's truth in this.
This isn't just salacious gossip and innuendo. This is some genuine... There's some truth to this shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, I thought we were going to come in here and just sort of, you know...
Put the rumours to bed.
Well, put them to bed. Because no. I think that's what the punter and the dribbler wanted to hear. Because, you know, as a proud New South Welshman, it concerns me that someone who has played, at best, mediocre rugby league football...
And at best, maybe like 10 mediocre games of rugby league football.
And they also are coming last.
Dead last.
They're getting spanked by the spoon.
Couldn't buy a win.
What, two wins all season?
Yes. And to think that someone who hasn't even established himself in first grade, Eddie, is potentially going to be thrust into one of the most revered jerseys the nation has to offer, the Sky Blue jersey, it makes me fucking furious. And when there are not like... It's not like we've got a dearth of half talent, you know, waiting to be picked. But we've certainly got two or three, dare I say, four options that you would probably go with before Mitchell Moses.
Well, yeah. I don't think we have four options. I think we have four options before Moses.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And, like, and you know so, what I mean? Exactly. So, in terms of halves options, so if excuse me, if we were going to solve the halves crisis right now,
which we will,
we'll try and solve the halves crisis for the punter and the dribbler. I would be going, I keep burping into the mic, and I apologise to anyone who's hearing it and thinks that it's like a guttural vomiting sound. It's not, though. It's good. It's fine.
It's, yeah, well, look, it's a little off-putting.
It's off-putting.
It's I can understand how the punter and the dribbler's off-put, Tom. Especially this early in a podcast. Yeah,
because I can hear it back in the headphones as well. It sounds bad. Obviously, James Maloney, Jimmy Malone's, he's a lock. Like, he's done that.
He's done the damn.
See, even that.
He's done the damn.
People were talking about Maloney not being guaranteed.
Oh, well, who was saying that?
People go talking about his defence. Apparently, Freddie. That's what
Freddie. What planet's Freddie on?
I don't know. Planet Freddie.
Where is Freddie?
I don't
know. Come back to us, mate. We've got to see. What in the hell's going on?
We've got to find
someone. He hates Maloney. He loves Moses. My God. Who's he throwing the ball to next?
Oh, mate, you do. Dare I say?
Does the once irrelevant now relevant Shane Hodgkinson maybe pull on the old
sky, Don the sky blue again?
I mean, he was
before
the last
Moses. He does
well. Need I remind you, punters, dribblers, the last half to have won.
The last half, Joey. Yeah, exactly. Him and Joey. Only thing in common, Hodgkinson. We digress. So James Maloney was spoken about being questionable about whether he was going to be picked because of his defence. Now, I'm sure, and look, in fairness to those people who are saying that, he does have apparently the worst defensive record of any player in the competition.
He has the worst defensive record of anyone.
I think so.
Really?
Now, that being said, he is a half who puts his body on the line.
Well, and even more so than Bryce Cartwright, who's been slipping off tackles.
Yeah,
for the season.
I think so.
Is that where we're at?
Yeah, but he's also a guy that gets the job done. You see Maloney.
He's a ring winner.
He's a multiple ring winner. He could get his third different club this year.
Already been of 3 years.
So Maloney's a lock. Now, after Cleary, when Cleary was out injured, and I'm kind of going, I don't really know if Cleary can come back from an injury, play 2 games of rugby league football and walk straight into a sky blue jersey.
I had my reservations, Tom.
Yes.
But I had my reservations because of what you've just said. Yes. Now, when I look at the options we have, already touched on the fact that we are dearthless.
It's a shallow pool.
Very shallow tunnel. Pool.
A bird bath, if you will.
It's a fucking bird bath out in Dubbo on a scorcher. There's nothing in there. We're in deep shit. And Cleary is the only bloke who showed a bit of poise, a bit of composure, a bit of talent.
Yeah.
That can steer the boys around the park in the time of need when the chips are down and the pressure's on.
I think you have to pick Cleary.
And I watched him on the weekend against his father. Father knows him.
Yeah.
Father knows his son.
Of course he does. They live in the same house.
Still gets the W. Still couldn't rattle him.
No.
Looked great.
Got into some open space. Knee didn't look like it was troubling him at all. No. Didn't look like he was feeling any ill effects of a very quickly forgotten knee injury.
Look, and I know it's a lot to say, shit, yep, he's ready after playing West Tigers. He's now ready for Origin. I know that's a big call.
Yes.
But in troubled times, you need to make the big call.
And he's going to feel comfortable playing outside Jimmy Maloney. He knows him from club footy.
That's right.
I think then you could also make an argument for Tyrone Peachey on the bench. You know?
You're absolutely putting Tyrone on the bench, in my opinion.
Yes.
He's a phenomenal footballer. He's got that Peachey blood.
Have you heard of the term out and out footballer?
Yeah, I've heard it.
It's bandied around rugby league circles from time
he's
to time.
He's a Peachey, for God's sake. It's in his blood.
He's an out and out footballer. He's your quintessential utility. Edward.
Yes,
he can play in the halves as he did when Cleary was out injured. Can play centres at a pinch. Plays back row if he needs to. You can put him a dummy half. He's a and he's in red hot form.
And he's a footballer.
And he's a bloody out and out footballer. So I think before I get too upset, I think we slot Cleary into maybe half 5'8". They play left right. Who gives a shit?
You put him at 7.
You put him at 7. You put Jimmy Maloney at 6. And you put Peach on the bench.
Yeah, Peach is on the bench.
Peach is on the bench. And then that's your halves. And, I mean, we didn't know we were going to solve the bench utility situation when we came in here, but we've done that now as well. I would like to maybe move on to another contentious selection, non-selection, will they, won't they, what happens here scenario.
Mm. Yeah.
Andrew Fifita. So the current situation.
Huge.
Current situation, Andrew Fifita, steaming hot form. Inform proper the competition.
Absolutely. I was going to say, exactly what you've just said.
In form, probably comp.
He's steaming it at a million miles an hour. He's a big body, big bark, strong as an ox.
Now, look,
Been there, done that.
Problem for Andrew is that he's... Well, problem for New South Wales. Andrew's elected to play for Tonga, his hometown, home of the Sippy Tower, the Civi Tower, I can't remember any. The World
Cup. Well, his ancestral home.
His ancestral home, correct. He does. He did grow up in Western Sydney.
He was born and raised there.
Yes. Now, Andrew has chosen to go play for Tonga. I get that. That's cool. He could feasibly play games 1 and 2 because there's a Tonga game in the middle that he couldn't play. Now, some people are saying that Andrew should be able to play games 1 and 2 and then, sorry, game 1, play Tonga, play for Tonga and miss game 2 and then play for New South Wales in game 3. What do you think about that, sir?
It's a big one. It's huge, Tom.
Yes.
I am probably going to say no.
Okay, why is that?
I don't think you can. Just because we need 150% commitment from the boys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get that you want to go play from Tonga. That's fine. You can go play for Tonga. If you want to turn your back on your state. Because that's what you're doing, in a sense. Because Tonga comes before the state of New South Wales, where he was born and raised, if he has to, like game 2. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think it's one or the other.
Could you not say that it's not Andrew's fault here? Because realistically, were this Tonga test not fucking falling on Origin the day before Origin 2, he would be allowed to play for New South Wales and for Tonga because they're a tier 2 nation. So is it not really more the brain dead scheduling of fucking whoever did it going, now if we want to
grow... But if you want to grow the game, they have to start playing more Pacific tests in and around Origin.
Yeah, but...
So you can't say it's a brain-dead decision, because moving forward, there's going to be infinitely more Pacific Nation games in and around Origin.
Yeah, okay. But now, with only one, you shouldn't be putting it so that there are potential superstars.
Why? Because of Fifita.
Not just for Fifita, but there are other players, like Tevita Pangai Jr. could potentially have played for Queensland, but he's gone to Tonga. Michael Jennings, dare I say, will never wear blue again. But were he to wear blue again, sky blue that is, he wouldn't be able to play for his native second tier nation. So all I'm saying is, I think if we really need to win Origin, and by my record, we've won one in like 40 years, I also am kind of like, you know what? Let's just get him in for game 1. Let's get him fucking steaming. Let's win game 1, basically.
We need to win game 1.
Let's get the series off to a flyer. Let's win game 1 with Andrew. Let's get him ripping and tearing, playing a full 80 if he wants to, because that's what he's doing these days.
He can play full 80.
He can play full 80 to pinch 80. Don't make me mention it again. Get him in there for game 1. Tonga game 2. Fair call. Fair call to ya. And then come back for game 3 in Queensland and just bury those fucking Maroon bastards.
Well, we could be looking at 3-0 by then.
Well, there you go. If we win game 2...
It's a funny one. It's a funny one. It really is.
I want to win more than I care about Andrew not, you know, prioritising the state. But again, what would I know? What would I know? And I think that's all she wrote for Origin. Queensland, care, eh?
Care, hey. Nah.
Nah.
Nah, bruh.
At Liberty Financial, we're free thinking, not in a stripped down to your jock shouting, I'm free kind of way. We're financial free thinkers. Say you're on a contract, not a salary, and others just don't understand your situation. At Liberty, we'll think creatively to help you get a loan. And you can trust that at Liberty, we won't treat you just like everyone else. Call 13 11 33 or visit liberty.com.au.
Liberty, free thinking loans to help you get financial.
Lending criteria apply.
Okay, not Origin, but still League. A hell of a weekend of rugby league.
That was a ripper. I had a fucking fantastic time watching rugby league.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. But I think the weekend was exemplified. I don't know if exemplified is the correct word in this situation, but it was accentuated, pinpointed. I don't know.
Pumped up.
It was the blue fucking punching's back. And I can't say I was disappointed at all.
Did we miss it? Who missed it?
Who missed it?
Put your hand up.
Missed it terribly. So Manly v Melbourne. History of bluing.
History stinks. Need I remind you of the Battle of Brookvale?
We were there. we were there, punters and dribblers. You go, wow, what a coincidence. The two diehard Manly fans at the Battle of Brookvale. Not a coincidence. Not a coincidence at all. We go to Manly games. Yeah. Especially when it was 2011 premiership winning year. We're in and
you're taking on your rival.
Exactly. So, look, there's a lot of history, a lot of grand finals between the two clubs. We were down in Melbourne. Manly got the W. We don't need to go into it. It was great. But Dylan Walker, Manly centre, just was all over Curtis Scott, the Melbourne centre, Saturday night. A lot of niggle, Eddie. Fucking shitloads of niggle. I think Dylan's a bit of a lippy bastard.
Dylan, by all accounts, seems to be a bit of a lippy motherfucker.
I think a lippy bastard by trade.
Yes.
Tom, if I was to point to his occupation.
Yes. Yeah, he would identify as a lippy cunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he'd go along with that.
He'd absolutely go along with it.
You know what? That's fair.
That's fair.
I am a lippy cunt.
And you need a lippy cunt in your team.
Well, you need a lipman, Tom.
You need a couple, maybe.
Well, you need a couple of grubs. You need a couple of lipmans. Yeah. We've been through this.
Yeah, we have been through this. And certainly in terms of lip, Dylan has it in spades.
Well, got the better of Curtis.
Got the better of Curtis, absolutely. Just kept
Curtis shit the bed.
Shit. Curtis shit the bed, but then absolutely unloaded a flurry of punches.
Gets him in the neck and then
fucking
breaks his eye socket.
Breaks his eye socket.
Now Dylan's there for 6 weeks.
Not great. Not a great result for what was otherwise a thoroughly enjoying passage of play.
Look, I would have been happy with the punches, Curtis, if you just kept him in and around the neck, maybe bounced a couple off the chin.
Chin.
But this eye socket stuff.
We can't be breaking orbital bones, mate. Like, what are
now,
we doing?
Because now you're giving punching a bad name.
Yeah.
Now they point to it and say, well, that's why we got rid of it.
This is why we got rid of punching.
Now, had you got him, you know, glanced a few, like, you know, like
Gallon
most footballers.
Yeah,
well, like most footballers, you don't really connect. You throw and you spit and you yell and you scream, but you don't, there's no malice in it, is what I'm saying, Curtis. There's no malice.
I think Curtis is maybe too good at throwing them.
Well, he looked like a fucking, he knew what he was doing.
He did. And
seasoned.
Seasoned and pissed off.
Don't know where Curtis is from.
No, but he's a New South Welshman, though, which is good.
Yeah, but, well, I'm talking about where specifically, because yeah. I'm just trying to work out where he learned to brawl.
He's from bloody Shire, boy. Okay. Yeah, they can throw him.
Yeah, pretty easy to fucking throwing him down
mate,
there.
Mate, they used to throw him.
So anyway, that's obviously so where he got it digress.
From. We digress.
Curtis has thrown one, bloody connected.
Given punching a bad name.
Shit, yeah, he's given punching a bad name. Almost certainly going to stay banned now because of him. I think if they'd handled it better, Tom, we could be looking at a reverse ban here.
I think
they might have thought about that. They probably would have tossed around in the board meetings bringing back Blues.
Well, they would have
just
been like,
seen the people up and about.
Everyone was throbbing for it.
Yeah,
you saw how excited everyone got.
And I tell you what, those big wigs at Moore Park, they'll have nothing more than the punter and the dribbler throbbing, Tom.
Absolutely. So
I want to see more throbbers in and around the game.
Doesn't have a cap. There's no cap on throbbing.
No salary cap on throbbing.
There's no salary cap on throbbing. And good. And thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. But I think we probably could have done with the punching as a return. Unfortunately, Curtis was too efficient with his punching. But let me just check if there's any more rugby league I wanted to get to, Ed, because I did have them in my notes. Yeah, so the punters and dribblers might remember a couple of weeks ago we had a shot at Buzz Rothfield. Look, we're all in the media, you know. We're all in and around that media world. He takes shots at us. We take shots at him.
Yeah, it's all fair and love and war.
It's all fair and love and war. We respect him. You know what I mean? We respect Buzz, but sometimes we need to take a shot at him because he's talking shit. So what you might remember is that Buzz was talking about culture, club culture, shitting on Manly, essentially, re-culture. Because a couple of boys like the on-season tits in a strip club. Oh,
well, after a loss.
Send them to prison. Oh, take me away. But the rumours have started surfacing, Eddie, that one-time premiership winner, one-time NRL bad boy on the sniff, Benny Barber, on that nose, on that good stuff.
Mm. Well, post-prem win.
Post-premiership.
Don't get it. Don't forget that. It was a post-prem win.
Yeah, this wasn't just like a random Saturday
night. And he's let his hair down and he's indulged.
A little post-premiership cocaine. We can all get around.
Never hurt nobody.
No, it didn't. So Benny...
Except
Benny. And he didn't deserve that.
No,
but
fuck no.
He's over in Super League absolutely shitting the house down on everyone. He's like untouchable over there. He's like the best player in the Super League for the last fucking 5-10 years. Just killing it.
Is that right?
I mean, I'm probably using some hyperbole, Eddie, but he's playing well.
There's nothing on
He's playing well.
Mm.
Well,
he's a footballer.
He's an out-and-out footballer.
Dally M. Medalist.
Oh, yeah. Dally M. Medal winner, out and out. Out and out. There's chances that Cronulla want to bring him back.
Ooh.
Now...
I'd be going...
If you're Benny Barber...
Yeah.
Would you?
Just going, fuck you. You set me up.
They didn't...
You fucked me off.
They didn't set him up.
I'd be asking for someone else, please.
You know what? I wouldn't. I'd be going, because Cronulla had to basically fucking sack him. Like, the NRL were like, you got a 12-week ban. And he's gone, oh, I might just head over to Toulon for a couple of million later. And then Toulon didn't work out, as it often doesn't for most players. And then he went over to Super League. But
poor old Benny was the only player that got done.
Well, he's the only one that pissed hot.
Come on, mate.
Well, they don't... They wouldn't have tested everyone. They wouldn't have necessarily tested every player.
Well, they clearly tested one player.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I don't know. But I'm just trying to point out here why Buzz Rothfield. Buzz, diehard Cronulla fan, I'm just wondering what he thinks about club culture now. Do you reckon he's going to be saying, don't bring back Benny Barber? Or is he going to be going...
Oh, he'd pick him up off the plane.
He would be. He'd greet him at the airport with a bloody... With a bag of Coke and a fucking placard saying, welcome home.
Yeah, and you know what he'll say? He's done his time.
He's done his time.
He's done his time. He's done his time. He deserves to come back. He's done his time.
He's good for club. He's good for the club. He's good for club culture.
He does tremendous work with kids. I've got a list here of community work that Benny's been doing over there.
Well, here's my red wine. So, Buzz, no disrespect.
No, we don't disrespect you, mate. We just say tone down the shit talking.
Tone down the shit talking.
And don't be a hypocrite.
Yeah, as if you're not like stiff for Benny Barber to come back.
Mate, if Benny came back, he'd rail up a couple himself.
Eddie, we predicted this. Well, again, not predicted it, but predicted. We called for it. Okay, can I just, for the punter and the dribbler who has probably been following us but maybe needs a reminder, for the punter and the dribbler who's maybe just joining the Hello Sport podcast now, welcome, welcome, welcome. But a couple of things have transpired over the last 3 weeks and we have fucking hit the nail on the head every single time. And some may say that we are...
Fortune tellers?
Nostradamus?
Psychics been thrown around?
Yeah, Galileo. I don't know if he was necessarily a
Rembrandt? Picasso?
Da Vinci?
Einstein? I mean...
These have been thrown around willy-nilly. How true they are, how correct, we're not sure. We don't know.
It's not my job to compare myself to Picasso, but if someone else wants to.
Your word's not ours. Your word's not ours. But we appreciate the platitudes. Now, something fucking amazing's happened, punters, dribblers. We had the absolute nightmare that was the South African ball tampering scandal.
Fucking zoo of a situation.
It was an absolute zoo.
But silver linings.
Silver linings, we needed a new coach.
JL.
Anyone listening to the Hello Sport podcast would have heard us go, oh, well, it's got to be Justin Langer, the Zendo Kai master, the black belt.
Who was it?
Justin Langer, the Zendo Kai master, the black belt, coaching the nation now. Very excited. Got a breath of fresh air about the place. It's like a fresh lick of paint on the bloody building at CA. It's great. Mm. We called for it to happen.
Mm. But just to preempt that as well, we also called for Boof's head.
We did call for Boof's head.
Boof went.
Boof heard our sort of...
Well, I think Boof heard us. Boof's a lister. G'day, Bo.
G'day, Boof.
Hope you're enjoying your retirement. Obviously, then we call for JL. JL comes. Then news breaks that Channel 9 have shit the bed and they've bought the tennis.
They absolutely shit the bed.
So then we hear news that Fox Sports and 9, I mean 7 rather, have got the rights.
To the test cricket.
So then we start, you know, people ask us, because they look to us for a direction.
What do you think? Who should be, what's going to happen here? The commentary team is changing. What happens?
I say, the first person I get is bloody Gilly.
Adam Gilchrist.
I said, I reckon they'll get him first.
And we were talking Fox here, because look, Channel 7's free to air. But let's be honest, Fox Sports are killing the game when it comes to rugby league.
No, I'm talking about AFL. Elite shit.
Yeah, elite shit, exactly.
Seven's beta free-to-air shit.
Yes, Seven is beta free-to-air shit, essentially. So what happens? Fox sign Gilchrist. Coincidence? I think not. Now, is it psychic? Maybe. Or is it just that people are listening? The right people are listening, Eddie. So we got Gilchrist in the job. Now, he hasn't thanked us yet, but I think that's probably more just to do with... Well, he doesn't want to thank us till the ink's dry.
Well, the ink's not dry yet. I think he wants to do it in purpose.
Yeah, in person. So we
I'm not ruling out a long lunch.
No, exactly. He might even come on. So then what happens? We were like, well, what happens now? Because obviously there is like a room full of distraught, disheveled Channel 9 cricket commentators, gigless. All we said, don't get a single person from Channel 9, except make it an absolute priority to get Shane, Keith, Warne.
What have they done?
Fox has gone to get Shane. Well, after 9 let go of the cricket, all you really had to do is just flop that immortal dick out the window and just see which network was bloody more desperate.
Well, who was prepared to deep throat it?
Eddie, Tars have broken the hoodoo.
They have. I think they've listened.
Tars listened. We've been asking. I mean, everyone's been asking. But I think we've just been heavily, heavily criticising the rugby union in general. The Waratahs, obviously, I would go so far as to say greatest bedshit in Super Rugby history. 1 week earlier, losing to the Crusaders.
31 unanswered points.
31 unanswered points put on them to lose the game, 29-0 up. Australians were 38-0 against New Zealand teams dating back to 2016. And thank Christ, Eddie. Thank Christ. The boys got the job done on a Saturday.
The hoodoo's over. The hoodoo is over. It's the time to celebrate. It's the time to, I think, hopefully, punters, dribblers, what we've found is the trough, the absolute trough of Australian rugby.
Yeah, we found like the lowest possible point.
That's the lowest possible point. Last week when we 31 unanswered points, 38 losses on the trot, absolute fucking shit fight. That may have been the trough. It may not have been, but we hope to God it was.
We hope that's the trough that we never have to experience again. That's all we're saying. And look, as much as we have a crack at old gay hate in Israel Folau. God, he's playing some good rugby league. Rugby union.
He's a hell of a footballer.
He's a hell of a footballer. He's playing some serious, serious rugby union. And
looked fantastic on the weekend.
Mate, as long as he's killing it. I mean, not as long as he's killing it am I going to ignore his sort of scatness. But like, if he just sort of keeps it quiet and plays good footy.
Make up for it by playing good footy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Make up for it by playing good footy.
Yeah.
But it was a dusting. They put 40 on the Highlanders.
They put 40 on the Highlanders. And I mean... Rugby union now absolutely thriving in Australia.
Well, look. I think...
Is it back? Is rugby union back?
It's... Is it humming?
Is it humming? Is it too soon to say that rugby union's maybe at peaking right now?
Are we on a rise?
Is this a bull market for rugby union? I don't understand my finances.
No, it could be a bull.
Is this a bull market?
It was a fucking bear last week.
It was a bear.
We could be in the throes of a bull market here.
If we were thinking stocks, I'd be buying rugby union stocks.
Buying. Are we ruling out silverware?
This year, as in Waratahs leading the Australian Conference, maybe going now, turning this into one of those immortal runs, win the trophy,
and then maybe like this is a cinematic event.
So is this maybe
in the years down the track?
Win Bledisloe Cups.
Maybe this is the kick up the arse we needed. Maybe it was just criticism after criticism after criticism.
And Hello Sport was maybe the straw that broke the Waratahs or Australian rugby's back.
Well, broke it, but fixed it meticulously.
Well, yeah, we broke it and fixed it. We don't kick you down and then not offer you a hand to get back up. We like, kick you down, we'll spit on you, and we'll yell at you. But then we'll go.
But we'll, and then we'll make you. You know, we'll bathe you. We'll wash you.
We'll wash you. We'll bathe we'll make you. We'll clothe
beautiful,
you.
A beautiful homemade meal.
Yeah.
We'll fluff your pillows.
Fresh sheets.
If you've got a load of whites that need doing, maybe even we do colours too.
We do colours. We'll do a load of colours.
We'll do sky blues.
We'll do sky blues for every day of the week if and you need.
Tom's fantastic at getting out grass stains. I mean, that's not a problem.
You heard of nappy sand?
Australian rugby, all we're saying is we smashed you. Yes, we banged you over and bloody gave it to you.
Spanked. Yeah, spanked you. Not, no, it sounded... We chastise poor behaviour. But like any good parent, or guardian, because obviously, you know, that's what we are, guardians of the game almost. We give you a hand to get back up. We nurse you back to health.
Nurse you back
we
to
want
health.
To see you do well.
Famous win.
That's the only reason we're angry.
Fuming.
Do you think we would have done this if we didn't care?
Can't you see the passion in Tom and I?
That's all it is.
We're passionate about the state of the game we grew up with, the game we love.
I've got sweat patches under my arms, Eddie.
He's a mess. He stinks. It's appalling to be in this room. All we're saying is congratulations, rugby. Good onwards and upwards. Yeah. Bulls. Bulls, bulls from here.
Bull market. And if you got a load of colours, I've got the bloody... I've just got a new batch of nappy sand.
You can soak with the best.
Yeah, no, we'll soak them. Now, that wraps up the podcast for another week. We are going to be dropping a podcast with Richie Vass. Richie is a bra boy, former UFC fighter, big wave surfer, an Aussie fucking legend. Really, really nice dude.
Fucking great bloke.
We sat down with him for a very good chat. He was funny. He was
hilarity
serious.
And shoe.
It's just a very interesting life. And it sort of lit the fire underneath our little bum holes to do a little bit more of this shit. Talk to some interesting people that we can then play out to the punter and the dribbler. Just a bit of, you know, we sit here and we talk shit, but sometimes we also like to do a little bit of serious convo going.
Well, there's nothing wrong with serious convo. Just getting between the ears of some really interesting cats. Yeah, you know what I mean? Seeing what makes them tick and just listen to their yarns, their
stories, interesting angles.
Their dribble.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's enjoyable. And to be honest, I think the punter and the dribbler is going to enjoy it too.
I think so. If you're out there, Angus Crichton, reach out. We've been trying.
Angus, reach out.
And also, if you like your state of origin, June 6th, the Botany View Hotel, we are doing a live podcast as a precursor to Game 1. So if you consider yourself a real punter and a dribbler, you better get your fucking ass out there to support us.
Are you a purist or not?
Are you a purist or not? You come out, get pissed, support your mates, support your heroes. I mean,
support your state.
Support your state, support your heroes.
Have a couple of rums, couple of beers.
And look, I don't necessarily feel comfortable with you calling us your hero, but if that's what it is, Eddie, I mean, you know what I mean?
Come see your hero.
Come see your heroes. Do a live podcast. Hello Sport at the Botany View Hotel, June 6th, Origin 1. Until then, we'll...
Say adieu?
Adieu. Oh, is that a French? Were you going French there?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Ah, well, I've finally decided on the car I want. So I've created the double M method to find the best price.
What does that mean?
It's the market model make mileage matrix method.
You know, that's 6 M's, right?
Hmm?
Why don't you just use car sales?
Car sales?
Yeah. Car sales now have price indicators. Cars which are good and great value have green tags, so they're easy to spot.
A green tag that helps me know a good thing when I see it. Genius.
I'm just going to leave you to it then.
Spot value with car sales price indicator. Car sales, Australia's number one for cars.